Good evening. I'm calling the Whittington Advisory Board into session for November 16th, 2023. If everyone will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let the record show that the full board is in attendance. Is there any county staff here? With what department? Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment? Seeing that there is none, approval of the minutes for October 12, 2023.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the October 12th minutes with one change on public comment. It should be Hacienda instead on number one. It should be the section of Hacienda versus Stephanie. That's the only change that needs to be made there.
On item, okay.
Public comment number one, the paved section of Stephanie, it should read the paved section of Hacienda. And with that change, I will make a motion to approve the minutes of October 12th.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for November 16th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to move to approve the agenda for this evening, November 16th, as written.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items this evening?
Tree lighting again next week. On the 28th, I believe it is. The Whitney Rec Center is having a big tree lighting with carols and a lot of decorations and all that stuff. So it'll be here 6 o'clock, I believe. The week after. I'm sorry. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Planning and zoning. Item number one, ET-23-400158, VS-21-0180, Rawhide RVLP, vacate and abandon first extension of time. Easement of interest to Clark County, located between Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and the US 95, and between Denning Street and Morris Street. And a portion of a right-of-way being Denning Street alignment located between the Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and US 95 within Whitney. Is there an applicant here?
Yes. Good evening, members. First permit. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, on behalf of the applicant. So the proposed project is called Rawhide RV. It's located on Rawhide Street. It's here. It sits south of Duck Creek Flood Channel, and to the south is US 95. To the east is an energy facility, and to the west is the apartment complex. This is the proposed mini warehouse storage facility with parking and boat storage. And for some background, in 2021, PCC approved this project, the storage facility. We were last year, it was awarded in May of 2021, and this board was supportive of this project. Under Title 30, 6-foot decorative CMU block wall is required. It would be required along the south portion of this property, along the US 95. In a staff report associated with the final action, it stated that a 6-foot-high decorative block wall would be installed along the south side of the property along the way, between the rear elevation and the dry-up storage area, and the freeway. However, the applicant is requesting a waiver of development standards as to the decorative block wall. We think the block wall would be detrimental to the project site for two reasons. For one, the previous facility also included an 8-foot-high encompassing fence between the rear elevation and the freeway. Drainage studies were completed, which indicated that the flow from south to the north would not be impacted by the policy events. And that had been reviewed and approved by Public Works. If the 6-foot block wall was installed, it would impede the flow from south to north as planned. Second, installing a block wall between the housing fence and the storage area would be protected and slightly. It would just be a cleaner look across the board. In addition to that, it would serve no secondary function of increasing privacy or blocking out the ways, as if this is going to be a residential area. This is a mini storage facility, and it's just not really a concern here. Housing fence between the facility and the freeway for these conditions. And lastly, the rear elevation of the storage building along the south side are 11 feet high. We believe that the 11-foot higher elevation with the 8-foot housing fence would be an adequate freeway buffer, thus rendering the block wall.
I'm going to stop you right there. Are you doing your presentation together for both of them?
Sorry.
Okay. Let me, Blanca, how do you want me? Because I only read the first part in June. Okay. No, that's okay. For the record, we are also hearing combined together WS-23-0650. Rawhide RVLP waiver of development standards to eliminate a freeway buffer wall in conjunction with an approved mini warehouse facility and off-highway vehicle, recreation vehicle, and watercraft storage facility on 21.2 acres in an MD designated manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and the west side of Denning Street within Whitney. I just wanted to make sure we had both on the records.
I'll just add it.
I need a refreshing course. Oh, it's that kind.
Oh, okay. That fits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thank you. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Where the proposed wall, the proposed fence be together.
Is that the end of your presentation? Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public and I'm now opening this to the board. Anybody?
I just have one quick question. When this project was first approved, I believe, if I read my notes correctly, I think you had a 4-year completion of time then. So we're already 2 years now and you have a new 2-year extension. So are we looking for a 2-year completion from this day forward?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because
it should be more than enough time to.
Yeah, because I live not too far from this, so I'm familiar with the grading that's going on and everything. So we're going to come up to the 4 years shortly. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
I don't have a problem with it. It seems redundant to have both a wall and the gate, you know, being there.
Yeah.
And the fruit.
Well, yeah. Any other comments, questions? But I still need to take this as two different motions. Okay. Anybody care to make a motion?
I'll move to approve item 1 FET23400158BS210180 Rawhide RV LLP to vacate and abandon the first extension of time and WS23065 Rawhide RV LLP waiver of development standards, both with staff conditions.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And your next step is the BCC on December 6th. Okay, general business. Now, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Thank you. Our next meeting date is November 30th, 2023. We are adjourned.